Good morning, it's Wednesday, January 12th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Early rain that tapers off before returning in the evening. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. COVID-19 is continuing its record-breaking pace through Washington. The State Department of Health recorded 13,689 new cases Monday and 24 new deaths since Friday. The state reported 14,871 cases on Saturday and 19,150 cases on Sunday, a record high. As of Monday, statewide totals from the illness caused by the coronavirus reached 978,680 cases and 10,028 deaths. The DOH said 63% of the total state population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The CDC said 62.6% of the population on the national level is fully vaccinated. The discovery of a body wrapped in a tarp near a homeless encampment in Tacoma is now a homicide investigation. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office identified the man as 30-year-old Jeremy Tomlinson. The ME said Tomlinson died of gunshot wounds. His body was found about 3:30 a.m. on January 6 in the 200 block of East 23rd Street. No details have been released about his death and nobody is in custody. Tomlinson is the first homicide victim in the city this year. Authorities aren't yet saying how a driver crashed into a tree and died on I-5 near Fife. The collision happened yesterday morning just south of Porterway. Washington State Patrol Trooper Robert Ryer reported the crash on Twitter about 4:20 a.m. but didn't release any other details of how it occurred. The person killed in the crash has not been identified. Tacoma police are investigating after finding a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound in a hotel room downtown. South Sound 911 got a call just before 1 p.m. Monday reporting that someone had been shot, but the person didn't give an address. Tacoma Police Department spokesperson Wendy Hatto said dispatchers tracked the phone and located the general area. That sent officers to the Hotel Murano in the 1300 block of Broadway. Police found a 29-year-old man in his hotel room with a single gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The man was still alive as of yesterday, but police didn't have an update on his condition. It's unclear what led up to the shooting. Hatto said investigators weren't yet able to speak with the victim about what happened. An Ording Dam operator is getting hit with possible fines totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. The state attorney general's office filed 36 criminal charges Monday against Electron Hydro. It comes after TURF polluted the Puyallup River during a construction project in 2020. The charges against Electron Hydro and Chief Operating Officer Tom Fisher include violations of the Washington's Water Pollution Control Act, Shoreline Management Act, and Pierce County Code. Fisher faces a maximum penalty of 90 or 364 days in jail if convicted, and fines of up to $1,000, $5,000 or $10,000 for each count. Electron Hydro as a business faces a maximum penalty of $250,000 for each of the 36 counts. The dam put 2,400 square yards of field turf that contained 16 to 18 cubic yards of crumb rubber under a plastic lining in the Puyallup River, and the current swept it away. The University of Washington Tacoma Center for Urban Waters researchers tested samples of recovered field turf and crumb rubber and found that it contained chemicals found in tires, including one that is, quote, extremely toxic to coho salmon. Seahawks backup quarterback could face criminal charges. The Washington State Patrol arrested then released Geno Smith overnight Monday on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. King County jail records show his arrest came hours after he and the team returned from Phoenix in their win over the Arizona Cardinals. Smith was released on $1,000 bail about 7 hours later. He was in a team meeting with the Seahawks later that day at the team's facility in Renton before they departed to begin their offseason. Smith's contract ended with Sunday's season-ending game and is due to become a free agent in March. The Seahawks re-signed him once before this season on a one-year deal worth $1.19 million. Voting is now open for the News Tribune's High School Basketball Athlete of the Week poll. It covers plays from January 3 to January 8. Voting will remain open until Thursday at noon. You can read about the candidates and their accomplishments on our website. Want to nominate a high school athlete from the South Sound in the future? Email Preps reporter John Manley at john.manley@thenewstribune.com, or send a direct message on Twitter to, @manley_tnt with the athlete's first and last name, school, year, position and a stat line from the game during the past week. Nominations must be submitted by 5 p.m. Sunday. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!